I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 feet to the mile. Out of New York.
Oh yeah, that is Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that is what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight. Well, this is my 250th original show on the Voice of Vashon. I thought, well, let's go ahead and commemorate that, at least the 249th shows before that, by playing the best of the best. And this is a brutal, brutal exercise. I went back through all my Fletchy Award winners, separated them into male, female, duo, band categories, and then picked my favorites. We're going to have a song for each, a show for each, and it really isn't a perfect system, as I'm sure if I looked at the other 2,000 plus songs that I've played, I could find some that I really like. But our tastes are change over time, and there ain't no right or wrong with this anyway. We're going to lead off with some love songs, no surprise, and here's some sad and even dark ones, no surprise again, because I would imagine that at least two times as many sad love songs as happy love songs. So we're going to lead off with Shannon McNally and All Those Blues Go Walking By.
Love letters hidden under the bed, signed, sealed, never meant to be read. It all makes me blue. Memories linger, but they don't last. Some days just come too fast. So hard, they break. Reflections seem to live or die. Just can't find the reason why all these blues go walking by. Bye bye. It's the same old blue. Memories linger, but they don't last. Some days just come too fast. So hard, they break that glass. Reflections seem to live or die. Just can't find been in the back room humming, medicating for the trouble that's coming. Walls rattle like a diesel freighter, blood races like a wave. This house wasn't meant for strangers, but you can knock it anyway. I can hear you knocking on the door. I won't leave it open for you anymore. I can hear you knocking on the door. Knocking on the door of the house of mercy. Don't try to change my mind. That knock gets louder all the time.
Sarah Droz on vocals and octave mandolin, and House of Mercy from her 2016 album Undercurrent. You also heard Mark Schatz on bass and Jed Hughes on harmony and guitar. And Jed also co-wrote that song with Sarah. Sarah's from Wimberley, Texas, outside of Austin. She was kind of a teenage phenom, I guess you'd call her, on mandolin and banjo and guitar. She signed a record deal when she was a senior in high school. She got 5 Americana Music nominations, 1 win, and 10 Grammy nominations with 4 wins, including this album, Undercurrent, and the song, House of Mercy. She's also part of the group I'm With Her, with Sarah Watkins and Effie O'Donovan. This album, kind of, it happened at about the same time as she moved to New York, and about the same time she was named as part of the band for the former Prairie Home Companion, now live from here. Before Sarah, we heard Shannon McNally with All Those Blues Go Walking By, and that appears on Terry Allen's album Just Like Moby Dick, released in 2020, and it was written by many members of the Panhandle Mystery Band, Terry Allen, Joe Harvey Allen, and Shannon, and Bucca Allen, they're all related, and Charlie Sexton, and they're all playing on that live version that we heard, by the way, which was on KUTX. Shannon has got 9 albums out. She's collaborated with Charlie Sexton an awful lot, including an EP called Southside Sessions. She's also hung out with Rodney Crowell a lot. She's taking care of her terminally ill mother, and they wrote a few songs together during that time, and she was on his album Tar Paper, and she also has toured with Dave Alvin. And lately, she's been primarily with the Panhandle Mystery Band. Listen to my favorite songs from female musicians on this, the 250th show of Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Well, we got another sad one and dramatic one, I think. This one from Sean Colvin, and it's got a lot of history for Terry and me, but more on that later. Here's Sean riding shotgun down the avalanche.
Riding shotgun down the avalanche. Tumbling and falling down the avalanche. So be quiet tonight, the stars shine bright on this mountain of blue. Falling down the avalanche.
John Colvin on vocals and guitar, riding Shotgun Down the Avalanche from her first album, Steady On, came out in 1989. John Leventhal, who produced that album, played virtually all of the other instruments on the song. He also produced quite a few of Sean's other albums, and he's married to Roseanne Cash, and he has produced a few of hers as well. So this song was kind of a hard choice. Sean had three other songs that made the semifinals, but this was the top one partly because of her show on Austin City Limits right after the record came out. It was Terry's and my first chance to go to ACL, and she was so new, at least to us, that when a friend called and asked if I wanted to go to ACL, I said, sure, who's playing? And she said, Sean Colvin. I said, who's he? So while we were seated, we found out pretty fast. This beautiful woman with a short white dress and fishnet hose and big-ass platform shoes came out with a giant Martin, and she blew us away with her songs, with her voice, with her guitar playing. And we've been huge fans ever since. And we've been lucky enough to see her at a bunch of different venues in Austin and here at the Triple Door and at the Benaroya Hall not that long ago. This record won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album in 1991. She had a band in New York City early on in her career. She played in a band there with Buddy Miller. She was in three, at least, off-Broadway shows. She's quite an amazing talent. We hope that she can come back up to this area pretty soon. You listen to great songs from Texas female musicians on Boogie Back to Texas, marking show 250 of Boogie Back on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
This portion of EOV programming is brought to you by Puget Sound Energy. If you're looking to save money on your energy bills, PSE offers rebates on a variety of products and equipment to help you upgrade the comfort and efficiency of your home. Visit pse.com/rebates to learn more.
Thanks to our underwriters, thanks to our supporters, all you listeners, you people who send us money so we can stay on the air. Thanks. Really appreciate it. And this whole island. Pretty wonderful. But we're going to move from sad love songs to a couple of kind of semi-autobiographical songs. One of them is a happy love song. Let's lead off with some seems to me to be semi-autobiographical, at least. It's one that hits home to me as a former teacher in that it's about trying to fit in. Something I saw a lot as a teacher. Here's Beth Wood and The New Kid.
All these little people belonging in their rows, the blackboard stretching on for miles. I am the new kid in the hand-me-down clothes, trying to conjure up a smile. We came from Texas with the tumbleweeds and dust. No, I did not ride a horse to school. We do not own oil wells, but my grandma does. I wonder if that might make me the tiniest bit cool. And will I always be the new kid? Wondering how this goes. Trying to figure out. First love burned me and I had to move on. And then love brought me to my knees. When I wasn't looking, something real came along. And I know it's right, but no one said it would be easy. Will I always be the new kid? Figure out how we do this. I am the new kid. guess I am. And then the phone call came in the middle of the night, shattering what was left of our sleep. Everything changes in the blink of an eye. What we think is ours is never ours to keep. And all these people belonging in their rows, the gray sky stretching on and on. Black limousines and ill-fitting clothes, and I am still standing here trying to be strong. But will I always be the new kid, wondering how this goes, trying to figure out how to do this? I am the new kid, I'm wondering how this goes, and how the hell will I get through this? I'm still the new kid, I suppose I am.
A young girl growing up in Austin, Texas. It was a very special building down at 6th and Congress Avenue. It was a place that you went to change buses when you were going from North to South Austin. When you got off the bus, you had just enough time to run inside and get yourself a Coca-Cola and look through the record bin, wink at the boys and get back on the bus. Called a Woolworth store. Come to find out they have Woolworth stores all over the world. The first time I went to London, we drove up in front of one, and we'd just flown into town, and I wanted them to stop the car so I could get out and go fill up my suitcase with unnecessary plastic objects. But all Woolworth stores are special. They all smell the same. They smell a little bit like popcorn and chewing gum rubbed around on the bottom of a leather-soled shoe. And they all have the same sound. And those that have an elevator in them have a little sound like this. And I've always been asked what that little sound was in this song. And that's what it is. It's the elevator coming up and down in the Woolworth store. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and just my hair. She made the Woolworth counter shine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer. And it was the aisles of the five and dime. And they'd sing, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. It's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this five and nine. Now Eddie played the steel guitar and his mama cried 'cause he played in the bar. And he kept young Rita out late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee. And still that love survived. 'Cause it's sing, dance a little closer to me. dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me, here at closing time, cause love's on sale tonight at this Fathom Dance. One of the boys in Eddie's band, he took a shine to Rita's hand, so Eddie ran off with the bass man's wife. Oh, but he was back by June, singing a different tune, sporting Miss Rita back by his side. He sang, dance a little closer to me, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this Fathom Dance. Eddie traveled with the barroom took his hands, now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got her house to keep, she writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. They still sing, dance a little closer to me, yeah, dance a little closer now, dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. Hey, it's closing time and love's on sale tonight at this Fathom Dance. Rita was 16 years, hazel eyes and chestnut hair. She really made the whole world count. And Eddie was a sweet romancer. They say he was a darn good dancer. And they'd waltz the aisles of the Fathom Dance. And they lived a mighty simple life, cause it go waltz the aisles of the Fathom Dance. And we could all go tomorrow and take a date, oh yeah. Go waltz the aisles of the Fathom.
Unmistakable voice of Nancy Griffith, Love at the Five and Dime. That was live on Austin City Limits, as you could probably tell. Her attention to detail in her lyrics just knocks me out. And even in the intro to the song, in which she's describing the smell of the Woolworths, of gum and popcorn and something on the bottom of a leather shoe, that makes her such an outstanding songwriter. She was born in Seguin, Texas, raised in Austin, and yes, indeed, there was a Woolworth store at 9th and at 6th and Congress, and a bus stop there. And at age 12, Nancy was performing in coffee houses. She went to UT. She taught kindergarten during the week, and she played on the weekends, often with people like Lyle Lovett and Lucinda Williams. She married Eric Taylor, another really, really good songwriter you heard here on Boogie Back recently, as a matter of fact. Nancy won an award at Kerrville. She signed a record deal, and she was off on a career that produced 23 albums and a Grammy before she died in Nashville in 2021. We let off that set with The New Kid from Beth Wood from her 2010 album, The Weather Inside. Beth is from Lubbock, and as she proudly told me when she was here at the VCA for the debut of a record with Vashon's Arlie, she went to the same high school as Buddy Holly. She moved to North Carolina to study voice. She moved back to Texas, got a degree at UT in American Lit, and then She moved into the Austin music scene for a while. She had a couple more moves and then out to the West Coast, and she has also three or four books of poetry, at least one of which has won an award. I think two of them have. She's really a fine poet, as you can tell from her lyrics there as well. She lives in Sisters, Oregon now, and does a phenomenal job bringing women together to perform, and I want to see one of those pretty soon, those concerts that she puts on. I'm Jeff Fletcher, your host of Boogie Back to Texas. Tonight, we are featuring favorite songs of mine, I guess, from women musicians that we've heard sometime in the 249 shows before this one. Thanks for listening. But so far, we've heard some excellent love songs, some great storytelling, and wow, we're going to come to some protest songs, although as I think about it, there may be awareness songs and protest songs and hopeful songs as well. We're going to lead off with a song that dropped earlier than it was planned, but Mickey Guyton felt like the whole Black Lives Matter thing was a very important. Here she is with Black Like Me.
Little kid in a small town. I did my best just to fit in. Broke my heart on the playground when they said I was different. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. Yeah, it's still the same. It's a hard life on easy street, just white painted picket fence as far as you. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try to be black like me. My daddy worked day and night for an old house and a used car, just to live that good life. It shouldn't be twice as hard. Oh, now I'm all grown up and nothing has changed. It's a hard life on easy street, just white painted picket fence as far as you can see. If you think we live in the land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like me. Oh, I know I'm not the only one who feels like I don't belong. It's a on easy street, just white painted picket fences far as you can see. And if you think we live in a land of the free, you should try to be, oh, black like me. Oh, and someday we'll all be free, and I'm proud to be, oh, black like me. Proud to be black like me.
We're gonna walk to the
Eliza Gilkison and Peace in Our Hearts. It's from a video that she and her son made in 2020. And it was all during COVID. It's really, really well filmed, by the way. You ought to check that out. And according to a post, Eliza wrote it as a unifying call for courage, action, and determination during this critical election year, 2020. It also has, this record is also on her 2020 record called 2020. You heard Chris Marish on bass, Bucca Allen on World Tour. Bucca, by the way, was on the first song we heard tonight, which was Shannon McNally's song, All These Blues Go Walking By. Mark Hardwick was on a really nice slide guitar. Cisco Ryder Gillian, who is Eliza's son, was on drums. And among the singers were the great gospel singer, Pastor Sam Butler of the Blind Boys of Alabama, and his daughters, a few folks from Austin, including Eliza's granddaughter, was on there with her mom as she was singing. I've told her story a whole bunch of times here on the show, but this song of social justice is not unique to her at all. It's been the topic of a bunch of albums of hers. And in an email exchange with her, she told me she performed on Vashon in the late 90s. We need to bring her back, too. We got off that set with Black Like Me, and like Beth Wood's New Kid, it's kind of about fitting in, or not. That was from Mickey Guyton's performance at the 63rd Grammy Awards show. She was born in Arlington, Texas. She grew up listening to a bunch of gospel and R&B and country, and she moved to L.A., and she got discovered, and she moved to Nashville. She performed at the White House in 2011, along with Lyle and Darius Rucker and Kris Kristofferson and James Taylor. She got a record deal. She's made some EPs, and she was the first female black artist to perform her own song at the ACM Awards ceremony. And Black Like Me earned a Grammy nomination for Best Country Solo Performance, although I don't know why it's country. And again, the first black female artist to earn the nomination. And her album, Remember Her Name, got a couple Grammy nominations as well. She is quite a talent. Listen to Boogie Back to Tech. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Can't do what we do on Voice of Vashon without our underwriters like Snapdragon Bakery and Cafe. Pastries and vegetarian lunches by day and tasty sips and special events at night. located on Vashon Highway on the south end of town. And don't miss the Wild Mermaid Cafe and Store located at the North End Ferry. Visit VashonSnapdragon.com for up-to-date hours of operation.
This portion of VOV programming comes to you with support from Vashon Center for the Arts. VCA provides quality arts experiences for all ages and creates opportunities for artists to perform and exhibit their work. Find out what's happening at VashonCenterForTheArts.org.
Well, once again, thanks to our supporters and thanks to our underwriters and thanks to everybody else who happens to listen to the show, the whole Voice of Vashon, whether you're streaming on the World Wide Web at voiceofvashon.org or just listening here, driving around your radio in your car. Well, we heard some sad blue, but we haven't heard the blues, and so we need to fix that. We're going to lead off with a doozy. Here is Rosie Flores on vocals and a mighty fine guitar, and Mercy Fell Like Rain.
The Lord is my redeemer, and I'll never be the same. Was delivered from a world of heartache and pain. When I cried, Lord, have mercy.
Mercy fell like
That was Ruthie Foster with Aim for the Heart from her really outstanding album, Let It Burn, that was released in 2011. You also heard George Porter on bass, Ike Stubblefeld on B3, Russell Batiste on drums, and a screaming pedal steel from Dave Easley. Ruthie's from Gauz, Texas, kind of southeast of Dallas, and she knew she was going to be a musician at age 14, at least that she told her folks that. She studied music and audio engineering at a community college. She joined the Navy and was in the band in the Navy, a kind of a recruiting band. And after being in New York for a while, she turned down a record deal. That the records folks wanted her to be a pop singer, and she didn't dig it. She didn't think that would be the right thing to do. She went back to Texas, began her career there. She's got 14 records out with Healing Time from 2022, the most recent. She's won just almost countless blues awards, and she got a Grammy nod for this album, Let It Burn, and she got two other Grammy nominations, and she is a blast to see in concert, as we have at the Triple Door. Before Ruthie, we heard Rosie Flores on vocals and guitar with Kenny Vaughn, a little backup guitar. The song was Mercy Fell Like Rain from a really good album, Simple Case of the Blues, released in 2019. So Rosie's kind of a combination of alt country, rockabilly, and blues, and fabulous guitar work. She hails out of Austin, but she made her name first in L.A. in punk bands with a little bit of twang. Bands were called Rosie and the Screamers and the Screaming Sirens. She's born in San Antonio, but her family moved to San Diego when she was about 12. She always seems to keep a rockabilly feel and country twang to almost everything she does until this blues album. You can still catch her in Austin with the Blue Moon Jazz Quartet or a more roots-oriented project she's got called the Rhythm Rockers. We're going to head out the door on a positive note on this 250th show of Boogie Back to Texas. And it's a traditional gospel tune called This Train, featuring former Austin resident Cindy Cashdollar on her Asher lap steel guitar, John Chipman on drums, Bruce Hughes on bass, Scrappy Judd Newcomb on guitar, and John Sebastian on harmonica. This is from Cindy's album that was released in 2020 called Waltz for Abilene. Cindy Cashdollar and friends on The Voice of Vashon. We'll be right back. Cindy Cash Dollar and This Train, right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we'll see you next week when we do a retrospective of the best bands and duos in the last 249 shows. Thank you all for listening in. We'll see you next week.